of them, but I wanted to carry through on it, and we couldn't have a big fight over foreign policy, but on the next one, when we got through with Continental, I'd ask them to put you in touch with it and not to do anything that you didn't agree to, and that since labor was so involved in it and had such a concern that from here on out that you'd handle it, and I'd get Reynolds to go down, and he would have authority to speak, and you tell Reynolds to check with you on whatever he wants to agree to, and then you tell me how we ought to clear it with other people and see if you can get the boats on the way.
Okay, all I need, Mr. President, is some leeway as far as that Cargill thing's concerned. I'm not sure that we're going to be able to swing that one.
But we'll
try our hardest on it.
All I know about it, you've told me, and Hodges said the other day that he might have some trouble, but if he did, he'd get in touch with me, and that's the last I've heard
of it. Okay.
Hodges is gone, but they tell me that there's a fierce in play there between Hodges and Roosevelt.
I left that out of my report to you, sir, but that's so big a part of this that I just can't ignore it, frankly.
Yeah.
I'm across the barrel, and we got caught.
What I do is just go on and do what you think the interests of the country require, and we'll try to back it up.
We'll pull Continental out, and we'll do our best on Cargill, and I'll just...
And let's get to Continental, get that straightened out, and then let's come back here and have a meeting next week, you tell me what I ought to say to them, and we'll pull you into it, and it's not just a question of maritime, it's these people that are working, and we got to have somebody to understand something about them.
Okay.
And we don't want to be breaking faith with them.
Much obliged.
All right.
Thanks.
Then tell Jim to let you know, and then you let me know. I won't be in touch with him, but tell him that I asked him to go.
Very good.
Bye.
Thanks very much.